Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, toll-free, our number 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Now, I know defund, dismantle, no bail laws is a top issue in the minds of people, as is the economy, as is inflation, as is interest rates, as is high gas prices, as is open borders. But no state can outdo Chicago in terms of them completely, totally ignoring, especially in the city of Chicago, in Illinois, what has gone on, what they allow to continue to go on. It's unbelievable. With pinpoint accuracy, we can predict about how many people will be shot and killed on any given weekend. We started scrolling names of victims, shooting victims, on my TV show in 2009. We've done it many, many times over the years, and nobody ever heard of these names. Nobody will ever hear of these names in any other media, because I guess Democrats can't use it or manipulate it for political purposes. You know, if they think every life matters, then they would care about the lives of the names of the people that are shot and killed every single weekend in Chicago and, frankly, other parts of Illinois as well. There is a Republican. Darren Bailey is his name. He's running a lot on the issue of law and order and safety and security for the people of Illinois. Bailey received 42%, only 2 points down from the current governor, Pritzker, at 44%, the plus minus 4% margin of error, according to the Saz research poll. There is a Libertarian in the race. They got 4%. That doesn't help the Republican at all. If you add Bailey's numbers with the Libertarian's numbers, actually, Bailey would be up 2. Sadly, now Bailey has learned firsthand how dangerous it can be in the public arena. You know, a lot of talk about, for example, Paul Pelosi, and we wish him a speedy recovery, and that shouldn't happen to any politician, especially the Speaker of the House, her home, where her husband and her family lives. That shouldn't happen ever. They only want to talk about Paul Pelosi, but I want Paul Pelosi to be safe. Yes, I do. I want every elected official to be safe. I do. But I also want every American to be safe also. And this idiocy of defund, dismantle, no bail laws has resulted in record high violence all over the country, especially in big cities, in this case, in Illinois and Chicago. Chicago's been out of control for a long period of time. Now, Darren Bailey himself just experienced and got a death threat. Apparently, some guy now has been caught, Northside guy charged with sending GOP hopeful Darren Bailey a voicemail death threat, quote, "I know where his kids are sleeping." Illinois State Police say that Scott Lennox left Republican Darren Bailey this voicemail threatening to mutilate and kill him. And the Republican candidate is going to join us in a second. But here's the report from Fox 32 in Chicago.
Darren Bailey told us that he blames the political rhetoric from Governor Pritzker that helped create this type of hatred.
You can threaten me, that's one thing, but when you bring my wife and my family and school children in our area into it, it was pretty vulgar.
21-year-old Scott Linux is in jail facing felony charges after prosecutors say he became agitated inside a Chicago bar over political TV ads last Friday. He then called Darren Bailey's Springfield office, leaving a death threat voicemail. Prosecutors say it included these statements: "I'm going to skin Darren Bailey alive. If he doesn't kill himself, I will. I know where he lives. I know where he sleeps. I know where his kids sleep."
The officer that called stated that in 8 years of doing this, he had never heard anything this concerning.
Police found Linux and arrested him Sunday night at his Lakeview East condo. He admitted to police he made the call and showed them other messages to friends where he referred to himself as a political terrorist. The GOP hopeful says this hostility is his opponent's fault.
The divisiveness that J.B. Pritzker has created in our state over the last 4 years, the hatred that exists.
Joining us now is the Illinois gubernatorial hopeful, Darren Bailey. First of all, sir, like anyone else that is threatened in the world of politics, I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, that can happen. I hope this guy gets a severe punishment that he deserves. And I'm sorry that happened to you and your family. I've lived it myself. It's not fun.
Well, and the reality is, thank you so much for having us on, and God bless you. The reality is that it really shouldn't happen to anyone. And unfortunately, in our world of politics, both nationally and especially here in Illinois, our president and our governor, they're spewing, hatred. They're spewing divisiveness, and it's destroying. It's destroying society as we know it, and that's what I'm trying to bring about. I'm trying to bring just being a farmer 4 hours south of Chicago and living in a peaceful area all my life. We have got to restore unity to this nation and to this state, and that's simply what we are not having and getting, unfortunately, here in Illinois. The gentleman was apparently watching one of J.B. Pritzker's ads on TV when he got so riled against me.
Let me ask you, since 2009, as I just mentioned, I've been scrolling the names of people shot and killed in Chicago on any given weekend, and nobody's ever lifted a finger to help save those lives of innocent people in Chicago. It's one of the most dangerous cities in America.
Yeah.
Defund, dismantled, no bail laws have now made things dramatically worse, not only in Chicago, but in places like New York and other places around the country. Why hasn't any politician lifted a finger to save these innocent lives?
No, you're exactly right. Here in Chicago, 1,300 carjackings year to date, over 600 deaths right now. Every 2 hours and 21 minutes, there is a shooting. Every 11 hours and 54 minutes, there is a murder. And yet, Governor Pritzker and his party authored what's called the Safety Act and no cash bail, which is going to let 4,000 to 5,000 violent criminals out on January 1st. And unfortunately, Chicago already lives at Chicago. The city of Chicago has no cash bail. Chicago's state's attorney, Kim Fox, refuses to prosecute. And so what you've read and what we are seeing taking place in Chicago is going to become the norm all over Illinois on January 1st if we don't do something and stop this. And it's wrecking our economy. It's wrecking our schools. It's wrecking our families. They're moving out in droves, and business refuses to move into Illinois. I mean, the CEO of McDonald's about a month and a half ago said that the city of Chicago was in crisis, only to be nullified by Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and she had the gall to tell him that maybe you need to get educated on the issues. And now I think that what we're suffering here is an attack on our free constitutional republic, and you remove law and order. History shows us that. Remove law and order, and that you have an open door to a dismantling of this wonderful freedom that we enjoy.
So the national media is even paying attention to the state of New York, probably as blue, if not more blue, than your state of Illinois. and the fact that Lee Zeldin, he has a shot. Now, I would argue it's a long shot, but he has a path to win the governorship and be the next governor in the state of New York. We have followed closely the race in the state of Michigan, and Tudor Dixon has been a phenomenal candidate, and she is, you know, tied dead even with Gretchen Whitmer, and one poll is even up over Gretchen Whitmer. So we're looking at that as a possible shock on election night. The other one would be the state of Washington, where Tiffany Smiley is now in the lead in a dead heat race out there against Patty Murray, a 30-year incumbent. Do you believe your state of Illinois is really in play, or is it just too difficult? Is it too blue? Is it too liberal? Is it too radical to think about a Republican governor in Illinois?
Sir, I'm going to tell you right now what takes place in Illinois next Tuesday, and you mark my words right here and right now, it is going to shock the nation. We have been working our tails off. Like I said, I'm a farmer. My children are able to step into that a role of heading up our farm 4 years ago when I got ticked off at Republicans voting on tax increases, and I won, outspent 10-1 by my own party in a very conservative district. I won by 60% of the vote. And I served 2 years as a state senator or a state representative. We started seeing these lockdowns taking place in July of or in early 2020. I stood up as a state representative. No one else would join me. I sued Governor Pritzker. I won that lawsuit on July 2nd of 2020. My state senator stepped down. I was elected into that position. My wife, Cindy, and I and our entire team, we've been spending the last 2 years expelling hope out there in the state of Illinois, getting people involved in local units of government and the school board. We have a grassroots movement that is unlike, in my opinion, anything of any campaign in recent history all over the nation. I think yes, you're right. Illinois is just simply being overlooked. I mean, good grief when you think of the corruption. If a picture of the city of Chicago isn't a definition of a corruption in the Urban Dictionary, I mean, it should be, because that's all you think about. But people are fed up. We have been working hard. People can see how hard we're working if they go to BaileyForIllinois.com. If they look my Facebook page up, Darren Bailey for Governor, you're not going to see any campaign. Tulsi Gabbard came in and endorsed us on Monday, and she stated, Darren, I've never seen anything like this. She showed up at a rally at Glen Ellen, a suburb of Chicago, and had over 1,000 people there. It was amazing. There is a movement. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are coming in this weekend to stump for J.B. Pritzker. They're going to stump for him because they know he's losing. So our internal polls have us ahead. Our outside polls are showing us losing in the primary. I won a six-way race, having $50 million spent to smear my name by taking almost 60% of the vote on June 28th. And I'm here to tell you, the people are fed up. And I think it's going to be a sounding victory for Illinois on next Tuesday.
It would be phenomenal if, in fact, that happens. And we're looking forward to it. Thanks for being with us, Illinois Republican gubernatorial hopeful Darren Bailey. Look, we're not leaving any stone unturned here. We appreciate your time, sir.
God bless you, and thank you for that time. Have a wonderful day.
All right, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Amazing times we're living in. I mean, the one thing I don't want to wake up the morning after the night before and say, oh, if only we would have paid a little more attention to Illinois, if only we would have paid a little more attention to Colorado or the state of Washington, if only we would have paid attention to what's going on in Connecticut. We have gone to every single state, if there's even a remote possibility that Republicans can have a huge upset, we're looking at it, and we're going to turn over every possibility and let people know what's at stake, and then ultimately in 5 days you have the power and you'll get to decide. Not me. I only have one vote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately. And that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help. And they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, 5 days before the midterms, let's get back to our busy phones. I know a lot of you have a lot to say. James in the free state of Florida. James, how are you? Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean. Not a lot of people are covering the manipulation of energy prices when it comes to this election. Not a lot of people are drawing the comparison that Biden's lowering gas prices artificially by tapping into the Federal Reserve to drive gas prices down, when it's actually contrary to their green energy policy. But when you put two and two together, it being election season, he's basically lowering gas prices artificially in order to buy Democrat votes, saying, look, our policies are working. But when the election ends, how much do you want to bet that energy prices are going to skyrocket, especially in fuel costs?
James, you don't listen to this show often, do you? You're not a 3-hour a day listener, are you?
Oh, I've heard you talk about the energy crisis, but...
No, I've talked about this very thing, that Joe Biden is compromising our national security. We are at a 50-year low in terms of our strategic petroleum reserves. This is supposed to be for national emergencies, and Democrats losing an election does not qualify as an emergency. And he's doing it for the very reason you stated, to artificially increase the supply, to reduce the price temporarily to get past the election. That's why he tried to get the Saudis to collude with him and not announce that they were going to cut production after he went and begged them and kissed the ass of MBS to increase production. He asked them, well, can you wait till after the elections to announce it? That would be using a foreign nation to influence our election. The Saudis exposed it because they think Biden is so full of it and they think he's so incompetent. But anyway, you're right on every point. I give you A+, but we've been saying it. Nobody else seems to be talking about it. It is a real danger to our national security, first and foremost. It's a Band-Aid solution at best, and it still only is reduced prices, minor amount. We're still paying way more than we paid when Donald Trump was president, and it's all because of their idiocy and their climate cultism that has taken domestic energy independence and thrown it down the toilet. And now we have to beg countries that hate us for the lifeblood of our economy. It's insane. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Exposing the Pelosi party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, is this a joke or did Herschel Walker really call in? All right. Now, I got a question. By the way, this is Herschel Walker, right?
Yeah, this is. How you doing, Sean?
How you doing, my friend? By the way, loving your lead down in Georgia. It's still tighter than I would like. I want to remind every Georgian that if you can get to 50%, there won't be a runoff on December the 6th. I want you to win this thing outright. I think this is a very, very winnable race. You're going up against the radical Raphael Warnock. Now, did you get through on the regular lines or did you call the back line? I'm curious. Be honest.
I may have called the regular line. I thought that I was special. So I don't think you gave me the back line. So I called the regular line so I can go on with you and tell people to go to teamherschel.com. And also, if you got friends in Georgia, get them to get out and vote. Because you're right, we're going to win this outright, so there's no question about it. I want the Georgia people to know that they got the best senator in Washington representing them.
Well, you're running up against a guy that wants no cash bail. He wants no fossil fuels. He's a new green dealer, a guy that wants CRT taught in our schools, a guy that referred to cops as thugs and gangsters. A guy that once said about the opioid crisis, well, the only reason it's a real crisis, which is pretty unbelievable for anybody to say, is because the faces of human tragedy are white and suburban. Wow. Again, CRT, this is a guy that used a car to try to run over his wife, according to his ex-wife, a guy that ran over a foot, a guy that got arrested for trying to obstruct an investigation into a camp that he was running, charges of child abuse, 5 instances of varying degrees found as a result. He didn't do it, but he covered it up or tried to cover it up. He certainly obstructed the investigation there. And he's friends with Louis Farrakhan, Reverend Wright, and Fidel Castro. He's praised all 3 of them. What a nice guy you're running against.
Well, you know what's so funny about it is I tell people, you look at where we're at right now since he's been in office for 2 years, and this is not America. This is not America I recognize. I don't think it's America a lot of people recognize. And the way we can change it is by getting out and vote for the right conservative that believes in this country, that believes in this flag, that believes in each other. The guy I'm running against wants to separate us through the color of your skin. He's a big racist. I call him a Marxist. I say he's a wolf in sheep's clothing because some minute he's a minister, the next minute he's a senator. He tried to use that to get over on me during the debate, but I didn't let that happen. But I want people to know that this is what's going on since we put Joe Biden and his people in office for less than 2 years. This is what has happened to this country. We can't go with 6 more years of this. We couldn't put up with it. So it's time for us to get them out of office. because right now we got this border we got to get taken care of. We got to get our taxes down. We got to get this street safe and got to get our military strong again. And these are things that this administration doesn't seem to want to do. And we're not going to throw America to the left and let them do this to us.
You know, I've known you for a long time. And when we first discussed the possibility you were thinking about running, I warned you. I said, I know you've been in the octagon. I know you've been on, you know, one of the best football players ever to play the game. And I know you also were very open and honest about your own personal struggles in life and also your redemption. I mean, it's a great redemption story, which I believe in with all my heart. And you said to me, I don't care what they throw at me. I don't care because I want to serve the people of Georgia. I'll never forget that answer. I want to be their public servant. That's what you told me that day, and you have not wavered from that.
And I'm not going to waver from it because, you know, I'm one of those America's dream that every kid in America can get that dream. But we're not going to get it if we continue to let people like the Joe Biden administration and Senator Warnock stay in office. Because they're trying to destroy that dream for every American, every Georgian out there. Because I can promise you, if we don't get them out of office, we will not recognize this country in the next couple of months. Right now, you know, we're right now got a diesel shortage. How in the world do we get to this point that right now diesel fuel, we're worried about it? How do we get to the point that we're worried about when we got so much resources underneath our feet, but we're going to our enemies to ask them to help us? How did we get to that point except having people in office like Senator Warnock and Joe Biden, and now we got the food shortage? How did we get to that point in less than 2 years? You know, we're not energy independent anymore right now in our schools. They're trying to teach our kids the CRT. All this stuff is happening in less than 2 years, and we got to stop that. We cannot do it. And, you know, and my guy, at the debate, I hope everyone saw that I was the adult in the room. You know, he's been saying a lot.
I watched that. By the way, you smoked Warnock. I was kind of shocked. You know, I expect that he's, you know, a minister, that he's used to speaking in public, and that I thought he would have done much better. I was shocked how poorly he performed.
I wasn't shocked because he's a one-trick pony. And what I mean by that is, you know, when they have things that's going wrong, if you look at this administration, they don't try to do anything to fix it. They talk about everyone else. They're doing absolutely nothing to fix it. They want you to say that this is the new normal. And I'm telling the people out there, this is not the new normal. There is a better way. There's a better way by electing people to go to Washington representing the people, not representing themselves. He wants people to put up with the pain. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put up with the pain. We can get the gas prices down. We can get your taxes down. We can get men out of women's sports. We can stop some of this. We can secure that border, secure our streets. And we can get it done, but we got to get the right people in office. And it starts by getting out to vote. You know, right now, you know, they said that, you know, we had Jim Crow and our voter here in Georgia. Right now, more people have voted than they've seen vote in a long time. So what are they going to say now? You know, what excuses are they going to use now? And I said, that's what we got to do. People got to get out and vote, have their voices heard, and their vote counted.
Well, I can tell you that you have certainly grown on the people of Georgia. You started out behind, and now you have a comfortable, on average, I think about 2.5-3 point lead in this race. But I'm not taking anything for granted. Ideally, you'd be able to get to 50% plus one vote, and then you would avoid a runoff against Warnock. But if you have a runoff, I think you win the runoff, to be very honest. It's a very important race. If Republicans want to take control of the Senate, we have to win in Georgia. We have to win in Pennsylvania. New Hampshire, it would be great to pick up New Hampshire. We've got to hold Ohio. We've got to hold the great state of Wisconsin. We've got to hold Missouri. We got to pick up opportunity in Nevada. We got to pick up opportunity in Blake Masters out in the state of Arizona. We've got Tiffany Smiley in a head-to-head race with Patty Murray. All these races, Herschel, I mean, they are so important, but all of them, you know, it may all of those races I just mentioned will likely be decided with under 100,000 votes separating people. That's how important voting is.
And they're winnable. And I want all the Republican candidates out there to realize, run like you're 5 or 10 points behind. Run like you're 5 or 10 points behind. Get out and meet the people. You know, they're going to continue to raise all the money. That doesn't matter. You go get all the votes. You go tell the people what your message is, because they have no message. They have absolutely no message. They have no clue how to fix what's going on in this country. And the way we can fix what's going on in this country, we got to first bring the people together. We got to first become energy independent again. We got to first secure that border. We got to get behind our men and women in blue. We got to get men out of women's sports. We can get this done if we come together, as people, as Americans, not the color of your skin, anything to do with that, but as America, we can get it done, because it doesn't seem the people in Washington right now seem to believe in America. You know, I said something the other day when I was at a bank. I said, why are you upset that Make America Great Again? Shouldn't we want America to be great? We live here. This is the place you live. You want America to be great. So I don't know anyone that don't want where they live to be a great place, and I do. And I'm going to fight for it right now. If we don't get this right, this come November, we won't recognize this country. And I, you know, I've seen it. You know, I've seen Reverend Warnock, and I say he's a Marxist. When he's in a pulpit, the things he's been saying in the pulpit about America need to apologize for whiteness. America's biggest problem is racism. And it's like, wait a minute. In my Bible, I read, God doesn't say it. God says nothing about the color of your skin. He talks about your heart.
Well, I got to tell you, Herschel Walker, first, we're glad you called in. We love you personally. We're wishing you the best in this race in 5 days. I'm hoping that the people of Georgia get out there in massive numbers and elect you the senator from the great state of Georgia. Nothing would make me happier than to hear the words, Fox News can now project that Herschel Walker will be the next senator from the great state of Georgia. And that would be a great win for the Republicans and a great win for the country. Herschel, thanks so much for checking in with us today. And best of luck to you as always. And we're supporting your candidacy 100%.
Hey, thank you so much. And continue to tell people, go to teamherschel.com and let's win this great seat back for the good people of Georgia. And let's win it back for the United States of America, because I'm going to fight for the United States of America.
Well, we need it. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate it. Shelley is in Wisconsin. Shelley, hi. How are you? Welcome to the show. Glad you checked in.
Thank you, Sean. I have a two-part question here. My concerns are, in the event that the election does result in the Republicans taking back the House and the Senate, what, if anything, it would prevent Joe Biden from issuing unlimited executive orders, you know, so they could continue their far-left agenda? And secondly, if that does happen, can the Congress take up a vote to limit the amount of executive orders he can issue?
They can't do that part. Number one, they can challenge everything in the courts. One, for example, unconstitutional executive order would be student loan forgiveness. That is being challenged in the courts. Republicans, look, they will vote, especially in the House. They made a commitment. They're going to vote on all the issues they promised that they're going to vote on. If we have a Republican Senate, I would imagine Republicans will take those very issues up in the U.S. Senate, and that will show America where we're headed. The two most powerful weapons that they will have in the majority is the power of subpoena and the power of the purse, you know, because nobody could spend a dime without Congress's approval. I would expect at some point, if Republicans have the House and the Senate, you know, especially the Senate, I mean, they can use reconciliation and they could force a fiscally responsible bill onto Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden then wants to shut down the government, that would all be on him. You can expect and anticipate those issues will be coming up. So there's a lot that they can do. But it will really take to get the country really back on track. This is a two-part process, and that means we have to win in 2022 and 2024. And if we win these two elections, we can go back to the conservative principles, be energy independent, get rid of no bail laws, get rid of the defund movement. We can finish the border wall, secure our borders, energy independence, you know, constitutionalists on the bench. There's so many things that we can do and make America prosperous again. I'm tired of picking up, you know, the news, reading the news every day and seeing Americans suffering needlessly and problems being created needlessly. But that's the world we're living in. Anyway, I hope agree. That answers your question. But that's a lot what they can do, but there's still a lot they can't do until we get the presidency.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, Shelley in Wisconsin, we appreciate you. We have 1 minute, I think, left, Linda. Is that what I'm looking at? Don in North Carolina, this 1 minute is all yours. Make it count.
Hey, listen, I love you guys bashing Trump and all this political stuff. I don't mean to turn the corner on you, but I want to talk about the truckers for just a second. On your show yesterday, you were talking about how important they are for America, the backbone. I called in because I want to tell you, my brother is a truck salesman. He's been with the company for a number of years. I'm not going to mention the company. It's, you know, there's only about five real big companies, but he he right now is, you want to talk about struggling. He is having a horrible time. You cannot find trucks to sell. You cannot find parts to sell. They're just not existent. And I asked him, why that is. He said the parts come from China and, Ukraine. And, you know, we all know what's going on there. So he said, you just can't do anything. So he's commission only. And I'm going to tell you something, Sean. I went over his house the other night. This is the honest to God truth. He's got his thermostat set at 65 degrees. And I walk in, his wife and kids got blankets all over them and stuff like that. And I had a jacket. I just left it on. And I'm just like, what's going on? He said, this is just how it is. I'm getting prepared. When you're on commission only and you got nothing to sell, you know, he's struggling. And I hate to see it because he's been with this company for a long time. He's been very successful with them. But, you know, there's nothing he can do right now. And, you know, I told him, I said, you know, it's not going to get any better for the truckers either with the gas situation that's coming down the road. And,
but I'm going to tell you, everything you're warning about is real. And this car, you know, part shortage, chip shortage, diesel fuel shortage, the real possibility of running out of natural gas and oil to heat homes this winter in New England and elsewhere is real, and nobody's paying attention to it. Then farmers have been telling us we're going to have a food shortage on top of everything. Anyway, I appreciate the call. I hope people hear you, because what you're saying is 100% true. These are real, clear, present dangers to our way of life, and nobody's paying attention. Look, it's easy to get wrapped up in inflation and all these high prices and the 75 basis point increase 4 months in a row. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We got a great Hannity, 9 Eastern tonight on the Fox News Channel. We're going to be joined by Governor Chris Sununu and Don Bolduc, who is now taking the lead as the Republican Senate candidate in New Hampshire. Also, Carrie Lake, who is winning the gubernatorial race out in Arizona. She will join her Senate candidate, Blake Masters. The great one, Mark Levin, Senator Tim Scott, and much, much more. 9 Eastern tonight, set your DVR on Hannity. See you then, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.